Revelation Revealed, Part 3, Section 23, The Letter to Philadelphia. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 through verse 13. Verse 7, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. Term key of David is clearly a Jewish Hebrew orientated phrase referring to the throne of David, which Jesus will someday rule from. Jesus is always connected with David in his kingship. So in this verse, we see that Jesus, as the soon coming reigning king, holds the key of David. I think this key obviously refers to opening the door of the future when Jesus will reign on earth. And again, we got to note the Jewish phraseology here. This could easily be spoken to Jews in the Great Tribulation, or at least the first half of the 7 years, as we will see. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. Jesus has final authority, is really what these words mean. Verse 8, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. It's obviously very important to hold faith through whatever trials that comes your way. I will, verse 9 says, make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, Jesus does call people liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. As I said earlier, I believe those who are called the synagogue of Satan here are apostate Jews. If that being the case, these people in Philadelphia might well be the real Jews. And I know the other way of thinking is that the synagogue of Satan here are really apostate Jews, but the real Jews are those who Paul speaks about as being in Christ, whether Jew or Gentile. So really, I guess you have the choice. Are the real Jews believers in Jesus, both Jew and Gentile, or are they real Jews as understood as an ethnic group of people, and especially those in the Great Tribulation? It's a hard one to figure out, but they are basically your two choices. Whoever they are, the false Jews are going to bow at the feet of the real Jews. Notice that Jesus is going to make this happen, not the real Jews. Sometimes we want to do Jesus' work for him, but not so here. Verse 10, since you have kept my commandment to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. Now, we got to ask when this trial would take place that would test people on the earth. Did it happen in 70 AD? Obviously, it didn't. The trials that took place in 70 AD were mainly in Judea, in particular Jerusalem, not the whole earth. This is a futurist verse. This is speaking of the last 7 years, or maybe the last 3.5 years that end this age, or, as I would really prefer, the 7 years are an age unto themselves. So when Jesus says, you've endured enough, if you keep enduring, I'm going to keep you from these trials. What I suggest, if this letter is addressed to Jews in the Great Tribulation. It's the first half of the Great Tribulation, the easier half. If they endure, they won't hang around. They won't be around until the second half. That's really why some people believe that there are actually two raptures, one prior to the tribulation for the church, one at the midway point of the 7 years for the Jews. Verse 11, I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown or take your reward. There will be a reward. Verse 12, him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the new city of my God, the new Jerusalem. And I will also write on him my new name. So again, we have another name. We have the name of God, the name of the New Jerusalem, the name of Jesus, and our own name. Somehow it's incorporated into who we are, maybe literally as a name written on us. Verse 13, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches or to the communities of Christ. And again, I know I went through this pretty fast, but I do have much more detail on my website in my commentary on the book of Revelation. The point to be seen here is, again, we have to decide, is this letter written to Christians in John's day or Jews during the first half of the seven-year tribulation period? Again, I'm not fully convinced of either, but I am leaning towards the idea that these are Jews who are alive during the first half of the 7 years. The church has already been raptured. And again, this letter has a lot of application to you and I today. Much of what we see here can easily apply to us and can easily apply to us in the future, because we've got some rough road ahead.